you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, we're not chefs.
No.
But do you fry chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, I haven't in a while, but definitely, I love fried
chicken.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on it? How do you do it? Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. People of all cultures enjoy good fried chicken.
Yes.
Today, we celebrate National Fried Chicken Day. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a part.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Let's talk some fried chicken.
Let's talk some chicken.
Not just chicken, fried chicken. I bet you.
Is there any other kind? No.
There's grilled chicken.
I'm joking.
You can boil it, broil it, saute it. There's chicken fried chicken.
There is.
Now, let's talk about the history.
Okay.
Before we get into it.
The chicken fry?
No, chicken fry. About fried chicken.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. What do you think? Where do you think fried chicken comes from? You'll never guess.
KFC. No.
Yeah, he popularized it.
When did we start putting oil? Like, you know, before, when did when did we start frying food in general? That's a real question.
Okay, so let's talk about where and when.
Okay.
Middle Ages.
Wow.
Middle Ages, they were frying chicken.
Really?
Guess who? The Europeans. It's kind of messed up. It's kind of like, as I'm reading about it, I'm like, man, that makes sense, but it sounds so racist. I mean, it's tied up in a lot of things. So I believe it to be the Scottish.
Okay.
Scottish immigrants coming to America brought fried chicken with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they didn't season them.
They just fried them.
They just fried them. No seasoning.
The whole chicken in.
It's chicken parts.
Okay, so they would cut up the chicken though.
They would cut up the chicken. How that part, I really don't know.
Okay.
But what I do know, frying chicken in fat by the Europeans, they started it.
Okay.
And they brought it to the South, American South, when they migrated here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the messed up part is that it was the slaves that end up seasoning.
Do that flavor on it.
I can imagine. This cheese don't have no flavor.
Yeah.
So it was the Africans that started to spice the chicken up, and that's where the Southern fried chicken really started. Can you imagine?
That sounds like the move, though.
You would ask like 100 people where fried chicken started. They would have thought the South.
Oh, for sure.
But it's way
before.
I mean, the Middle Ages is a big swath of time.
Yeah.
Early Middle Ages, middle and late. But I mean, what? It ended at the 14th century.
Yeah. So you're talking at least 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. What? Start. The fall of the Roman Empire. I mean.
Yeah.
That's insane. Now, do you?
So
do
one thing the Romans didn't invent.
You ain't lying. One thing the Romans didn't invent. Now, we're not chefs.
No.
But do you fry chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, I haven't in a while, but definitely, I love fried chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on it? How do you do it?
Oh, well, first I season my chicken, like whatever the meat is, mm-hmm. by itself. And then I will make my egg batter or whatever, like my little milk butter batter. Mm-hmm. And I will put the meat in there. And then I season, you know, then I put the, like either the bread or whatever, how I'm frying. Like some, now I use, like if I'm doing like a fry, I'll do like a Parmesan with a splash of breadcrumb crust.
Okay.
This way it's a lot less bread. You know what I mean?
You sound like a pro.
Yeah. And then, because I use the air fryer now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Air fryer?
Yeah.
What is with you people and your air fryer?
I like it.
Everybody likes it.
I like it.
Am I the last to get on the air fryer
You're
train?
You're not on the air fryer train?
No.
Yo.
I'm not on the air
wings,
fryer chair.
All that stuff. It's a lot less oils, a lot less, you know, because you're not deep frying it in the oil, but it still comes out with that nice, crisp, delicious flavor.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
It's solid. Yo, I can make you air fried wings and you would think I had dipped them into the fryer, no question.
Really?
No question.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, deep frying is part science and part art, mm-hmm. really. There is a lot to consider. So I can't speak to the air fryer, but I know science.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you can't crowd the pot.
Yes.
Otherwise, the temperature drops. Is it the same with
the
air fryer?
Yeah, you can't overwhelm it because then it takes twice as long or even three times as long.
Yeah, you got to be patient.
You got to be patient.
Sometimes I don't have patience.
And then with that, so like, that's the issue. Like, with my air fryer, it's not as huge. Mm-hmm. You know, I got one of the smaller ones. Well, like a two-quarter or three-quarter, I think.
Yeah, you're a one-man band.
Yeah, I'm a one-man band. So I do probably like 5-6 wings at a time.
Okay.
And that'll take like 25 minutes, which is long, you know what I mean, for wings.
Yeah.
But it gives it that Christmas, like, you know how we get the wings of the parrot and we like a nice one. Yo, mm-hmm. what they do in 15 minutes takes me 25, but it's all good for me.
Okay, I'm the opposite.
And it's nice and crisp. It has that good, like a crisp bite into it, mm-hmm. but still juicy in the middle and not over dry.
Listen, you got to hear. If you can't hear
yes,
the crisp, you ain't got no crisp.
You ain't got no crisp.
You ain't got no fried. Exactly. It ain't fried without the sound.
Crisp. Yes.
Yeah. I have a full-on fryer.
Yeah, I have one too.
Full-on fryer with the basket.
The Murph gave me one.
Oh, nice.
So I have both.
Okay.
So, but it just uses so much oil.
It uses
oil. Oh, man, like, I don't even know what to do with it after. Like, I mean, you do.
Nothing.
Like,
you're supposed to chuck it.
Yeah,
well, not in the garbage, but.
Yeah. So it's just, but it's so much grease, yo.
There's a lot. You're right.
And so, and then when you're doing it, it's at least a half of a, let's say you get like the normal size, like.
Like oil. A gallon?
Yeah. Or, I know, I get like the two quart, like the ones that are like a little bit thinner.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't grow that much oil. And, gotcha. You know, but when I, like if I'm frying it that way, it's might as well be almost, it's like 3/4 of the thing.
What kind of oil you use?
What do I use? I use vegetable oil. Ugh. Half the time. Ugh. And then I use, well, now I use olive oil, but olive oil is too expensive to be thrown in a damn fryer.
But you're not supposed to fry with olive oil.
I know.
It's a low, if not no heat.
So what oil do you use? Well, I can't use peanut oil.
Why not? Your daughter's.
My daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, there is no good oil. There's really no good way to fry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all bad. It's all bad. I mean, I use peanut oil, but
I would use peanut oil if my little one didn't have the allergy to it.
Yeah, you need that high smoke point and things like that. And it's not, none of it is healthy. so let's just get that out the way. Some better than others because they're literally, they put these names on them, mm-hmm. like vegetable oil. There's no vegetables.
No,
it's not made from vegetables. And you know, they're all manufactured in, but they do the job, really.
Now I know you have avocado oil. What do you use that? And is that a low heat, like a?
It tends to be a high heat, but
it's expensive too.
It's expensive, and you won't really fry in it. You do more sautés with it.
Yeah,
and things
see, that's
like that.
I keep a lot of olive oil now because I sauté more than I would fry.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't deep fry things anymore because it's problematic because of those things.
Yeah.
So I'd be a good candidate for an air fryer, but I just don't prepare
it.
A lot of meat.
You would love the air fryer.
I probably would, but...
Maybe I'll gift you one for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't have any way to put it. I'm holding out for the dumbwaiter. Yeah, I got nowhere to put it now because my fryer is in the shed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I just had my latest countertop acquisition is a water distiller.
Oh, cool.
I've been getting into, you know, figuring out the water reports for my area mm-hmm. and what's in it and things like that. And the best way to do it is distilled, and then you got to put the minerals back in. But that's another show. I find it to be, you know, disposing of all that oil.
Yeah.
You know, we
do our
oil change, so you can I
go right in there.
I throw it with the the recovery oil, and I take it into the auto parts store, and I dump it all in there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Like that. So other than that, you don't want to put it in the general garbage. You want to put it down the drain. That's problematic.
Down the drain is the worst.
Yeah, you might want those drains eventually.
Oh, I need
you
my want drain.
Them to, yeah, you need them to work. You need them to work. But now the fried chicken thing is, it's so it nostalgic, so though. Yes, oh, exactly. Man. It's very nostalgic. Now, I believe his name is Harland David Sanders.
Okay, that's Colonel Sanders?
That's the man.
That's Colonel Sanders.
Not a colonel, though.
Yes, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
The guy.
The man.
The guy.
The man. The myth, the legend.
Yes.
He really popularized fried chicken as an enterprise.
Yeah.
In, you know, because it really wasn't a mass-produced thing, because I don't know if we were raising chickens for that reason or not, or, mm-hmm. or whatever, but he started it in a town in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And started to go on the road and things like that, and thus the Kentucky Fried Chicken, which they ended up having to change to KFC.
So how old is KFC?
Excellent question. I want to... Are we
talking 19th century?
It's this century. I mean, KFC's got to be...
Or 20th century.
It's got to be in the 50s, no?
Okay, so it's 20th century, for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, for okay. sure. It's not that old of a company, no. I mean,
well, because in the dress, he's kind of wearing like almost like Civil War garments.
He was older.
Yes.
But okay. He didn't start till he was old. I think he didn't start till he was 60. Oh, something wow. like that. Yeah. He started late. So all those people think you can't make anything of yourself till, you know, because later you're 30s, 40s, yeah. 50s. Man, you could do it at any time.
Oh, anytime.
And so I want to say about 1980, there were more Kentucky Fried Chickens than there were McDonald's.
Really?
Yes. They had over 600 stores.
Bro. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Not anymore, but...
We started with McDonald's.
McDonald's is the conglomerate.
But, I mean, McDonald's is like second or third, I think, now.
Really? What, behind like Subway?
Subway got it like by miles, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is that just in the U.S. or is that worldwide?
Worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Worldwide. Because remember, Subway doesn't have that big of a footprint.
Yeah, it's small.
Yeah, you can put a Subway... You could chuck a Subway... almost anywhere, but yeah. At McDonald's you need a little bit more.
We can put a Subway in the space that we're in right now.
Oh, for sure. I've seen it.
Yeah.
In this whole studio,
yep.
There could be a Subway.
No question.
The one down the corner from me?
It's about that big.
It's about that big. I don't know where they put anything, but they must put them in the ceiling and then
right?
chuck the ceiling, bring the hand
they
down.
They pop stuff down. They have a dumbwaiter. No.
They have a dumbwaiter. Way to circle it back. Now... As far as franchises go,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have the KFC, which I don't want to say surprisingly or not surprisingly, you like their chicken?
I don't like the original recipe. I like the crispier one.
Oh, you got original is booty, bro.
Yeah, it's not that good. It's almost like wet. The skin's almost like wet.
Dude. Chicken skin is gross.
Right?
You got to fry the chicken skin flavor out of it. Okay? And it has that chicken skin flavor.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the texture I'm looking for.
Exactly. The crispy's okay.
Yeah, you can have that original.
Yeah. The original, yeah.
It, for some reason, they rate pretty low. When I was doing research, they rate pretty low on...
On the taste?
On the whole...
Chicken scales?
Yeah, on the chicken scale.
On the chicken scale.
The scale of the chickens. And I've never had Church's. Have you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Church is all right. It's fried chicken.
Now, at the, I know a lot of people won't agree with me, but the Jesus chicken is just ordinary. I'm sorry.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I don't see the big deal. I don't get why people, you know.
I mean, I like Chick-fil-A. But it's, to me, it's the full package. It's not just the chicken by itself. I like how they do the bread. I like the whole sandwich as a whole.
Their service is impeccable.
Oh, yeah. They're solid.
Yeah. They're in the wrong business. They need to be in the logistics business, okay? They'll figure out how to streamline anything.
Yeah, they got it down to a science.
Science.
Yeah.
Except for the flavor of chicken. I see them lines, though.
No.
They can't People be beat. Can't be it. Beat.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Are you a white meat guy?
Oh,
meat?
Love white meat.
Yeah?
I'm a white meat guy.
I could take it either. It depends.
I could go either way, but I mean, I'm grabbing a chicken breast before anything else. Like when you're frying chicken and it still has like everything on it, mm-hmm. I'm grabbing the chicken breast first.
First. I'm a wings first.
Well, actually you're right. Like if I'm in the car, like if I get the 8-piece from Publix, okay.
Okay.
And it has two of
Publix
everything.
Chicken is pretty good.
Publix chicken's solid. Okay? Their fried chicken is really good to me.
Now, if you guys don't have a Publix near you and you're on vacation,
yeah,
Publix has, I don't want to say great, but good sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
good prepared food, good chicken.
Good chicken.
Good chicken.
Their chicken tenders and their fried chicken are both solid.
Chicken tenders, chicken tender sub.
Oh.
Buffalo chicken tender oh. sub.
It's the move.
It's the move.
The move.
Yeah. Back when I used to eat bread.
Yeah. The move. It's so good.
Yeah. They do a good job, but I digress. You talked about the Publix chicken in the car.
Oh, yeah. So if I'm like, you know, you grab the eight piece, you know, I'm grabbing a wing because I get that, you know, I'm taking this way. It's my little on the way home snack before I get anything home to everybody else.
I grab fries in the car.
Okay.
Because there's only a window.
I try not to eat fries in general.
I get that. I get that.
I mean, you see, when we go out, like you'll order fries. Like even when I ordered the fries, I gave you most of them.
Yes. I can't help it. It's like popcorn. Popcorn and fries. They got me. Just don't put it within arm reach. I'm gonna.
He's gonna snack.
I'm gonna snack, snack,
Once
snack.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Can't. So yeah, I'm a wing first.
Yeah, wings are my favorite style of eating fried chicken.
For sure.
Like, I mean, like I said, you know, you've spent a lot of time in Buffalo.
Yes.
So the Buffalo wing, you know, that's science in itself.
That's science in itself because there's levels to it.
Yeah.
That some people don't understand. They think it's just fried chicken and hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more to it.
No, there's way more.
Now, my early years in Buffalo, I actually was on the line, so I actually made
really
fried chicken. So I was able to know how to, yeah. you know, how long to marinate, what to do, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you something. I do like fried chicken, but my Buffalo wings got to be naked.
No.
Far as not breaded, put
yes,
it that way.
But they can be fried.
They can be fried.
So you want to hear my recipe for Buffalo wings?
Talk to
and
me.
And actually, I got it from a friend. Well, I got it from a friend and I kind of did it my own way, but his way was good. So I kind of stole it. I'm not going to lie. So I first, I will season my wings because, like you said, we like them naked. Mm-hmm. I will season them completely and I will par bake them. This way they have all that season like sunk into it because it's baked.
Okay.
I put them in the fridge, maybe like 30 minutes, and then I drop them in the fryer. This way all that love that you put into it has marinated into it. And so when I drop in the fryer, it has instant flavor.
You have ranked into the pros, really. Because when it comes to fried chicken, there's twice fried chicken. Mm-hmm. There's baked then fried. Yeah. Some people do overnight, put
in the fridge,
fry it off real quick, put it in the fridge overnight. The skin tightens up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you fry it.
Oh.
What?
I can see that.
Yeah. That to me is a lot of work.
It is, but I don't mind it because, like I said, that flavor is worth it to me. Yeah.
It's nice when you're a one man band.
Yeah.
But when you're throwing down for a party.
Oh, no.
And you're doing all that work and then you turn around and they eat up all your damn wings.
I'm not. Yeah, you're about to this is for small exchange groups at most four or five
people. That's my point. I would be cooking for a lot of people, family. Whenever I go back to the islands, I gotta make
for everybody.
I gotta make for everybody. Catch me doing a 2-day stretch on some fried chicken.
Wings. Yeah.
Come on now. No, I mean I do marinate overnight. So
no, that's almost just as good. If it sits in what needs to sit in, it's still, and you can drop it right in.
Yeah, you got to drop it right in, but then you got to do the small batches, mm-hmm. keep the temperature up.
Oh, you
got to
do the small batches. And that's what sucks in the end is, to me, that's more time than that prep I just talked about, is that small batch. Like I said, even when I'm using the air fryer, we're talking 20 to 25 minutes, and that's for six wings. So that's a small batch, you know what I mean?
That's a long time.
Exactly. So you break that down by like 60 wings, yo, that's all damn day.
You got to get a cauldron, basically.
Yeah.
And then get the temperature just above where you want it to be. If it's like, 350, 375,
Yeah,
325,
yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
You want to have it to be like 380 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then get a good
amount
in there.
Because once you drop the stuff into it, it lowers the temperature, right?
It lowers the temperature, so you raise the temperature a little bit.
Yeah.
Once it gets to that, then you put it back to where it needs to be. Fry that off. Boom. Have a resting period to bring everything back up again. So there's a lot of...
moving parts.
Yeah, and then you got to heat hold it. I don't like it. Just come and get it.
Yeah, come
and
eat. Yeah.
As it comes out.
As it's hot, just come grab it.
As it's hot. When I'm tossing in that sauce and the thing come in.
That's the move.
That's it.
That's when I want it. That's when you want it.
And you better not be dipping twice. It's a lot of science.
Take what you want on your plate and then keep it moving. You can come back when that next cauldron's done.
No, because everybody else has to get. You know what I mean? Everybody has to get. And then I started getting into... I used to throw big parties, and then I had a 55-gallon drum I converted into a barbecue.
Oh.
So doing the wings on the grill,
I love wings on the grill,
is a lot better as far as timing is concerned, mm-hmm. because you can
pull and start adding more.
You could pull, start adding more, and heat holding over here. Mm-hmm. So the heat holding over there could be, you know, taken as they need it, and then you just keep progressing over. Love that system a lot better. Yeah. But then that soaks into your skin and your clothes, man. Bro.
You smell like the grill.
Yo.
You are the grill.
You rejoined the party smelling like you came
might
from
as well
work.
Take a shower, yo.
You have to. You have to,
jump in the pool, something. You got to do something.
Something. Now, as far as the franchises, there aren't a lot of pure chicken places that are national. There's regional chicken mm-hmm. places, you know, and so it's really tough to rank them.
Yeah.
You know, but.
So what's on our list?
I really don't have a lot of national, because what is there? Wingstop? That seems regional to me.
That's regional.
That sounds regional to me. There's
Popeyes.
There's Popeyes, KFC,
churches, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
And that's it as far as,
like,
I mean,
full
there's
on
small,
chicken.
Yeah, there's full on chicken. There's smaller ones out there.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's stuff that's regional. Like we have Pollo Tropical here. We have, which is not even fried chicken, but it's just a chicken spot.
Yeah.
We have, is there a Bojangles? Is not everywhere. I think that's just a South thing.
There's like a Hattie's. There's a lot of, like, we can't mention those because
they're real regional kind of things.
Yeah, we have people listening all over the country and the world.
Rural,
so
yeah.
You know,
what the hell's a Bojangles?
What the hell's one of my favorite chicken spot used to be La Granja.
Ah.
Dude,
when that's solid. I remember you put me on the La Granja.
Dude,
it's gone now.
The chicken meals?
The one we used to go to is gone.
The one we used to go to is gone, but there's a bunch. There's a bunch, but they never stay.
They never stay?
I mean, it's such a good deal, they don't stay in business. But the seasonings are freaking amazing, man.
The sauces, all that.
Oh, man. So with the wings, are you a thumb or a flat?
I like both.
Okay.
I think I would like to have more flats than thumbs if I could, but I like them both. I can eat them either way. And like if somebody's with me that only likes the flats, I can eat them. You know, I like the drum.
You're versatile.
I'm versatile.
I don't want to say I have a preference, like I won't eat the other ones.
Yeah, like I have friends that like Judy only eats, she only likes the flats.
Oh.
She's flats only.
Now, I was with a thumbs only.
Oh. Really?
And so I was perfectly happy getting all the flats. I won't be perfectly happy getting all the thumbs.
No, like I need at least, like if we're doing that, I'm taking at least one flat. And then I get the...
Out of a 10-piece?
Because, you know, it's like 5 and 5, so yeah.
Okay. Nah, I need 2.
So you like me, so you like a mix, you could do a mixed bag, no question.
I could do a mixed bag, no problem. No, but I got to have some flats in there.
You got to have a
just,
couple.
It's just the flavor.
That's
flavor country, baby.
Oh, man, because you're right. That's where the...
You get in the nooks and crannies, and then you slip it. There's technicalities if you want to eat them quickly. How to get at it?
Pull the wing. Yeah. Okay. If you can do the
And
it's gone.
Oh,
you know
gone.
What you're doing. Okay.
Clean.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the flats are for.
Now with the flats, the secret to it is there's a part of the wing that's joined with the
bone or the cartilage. What is that?
It's kind of towards the end of, I don't know how to describe it. The other part is uneven, right where the bone, you stick your thumb in between that.
Pop it.
And push down, and that gets you to the naked bone, and then you the just, meat, yeah, and then you go like that.
Yes, you got it all.
Clean bones clean when bone. You're done, man. You just start going through that. You can house some flats. With the thumbs, you got to go around.
Oh, yeah, it's a full work.
It's work. And there's a way that I grill them. You got to do the fatty side of the flats down first while the grill is hot.
Yeah.
Get that skin really nice and tight.
Yeah.
Get the grill marks on there, and then you turn it over to the meaty side.
I like where your head's at.
Oh, man. Love it.
We're going to have to do a chicken off.
We had my cousins over the pandemic, which was really... You know, exercise.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah, the wing off. Yeah, it was fun. We missed it this year because you know we're kind of
normalizing
a little bit, and people are distracted. But I'm telling you, the imagination of the expression of cooking is amazing. But the imagination on wings, oh my God. My man was putting like mango salsa and stuff. I was like, "Yo, you're doing too much, bro."
You're going extra on it, but that's okay.
Going at it, of course.
Hey, dude, you gotta do you. Yeah.
It's all deadly, baby. Hey,
if you're trying to win, you gotta throw the extras in.
You gotta put the extras in.
You gotta throw the extras in.
You gotta stab them.
Yeah.
put the foot on the necks.
That's right.
Okay, let's bring it home now.
Okay.
You use an air fryer. So do you actually bake chicken or anymore or no?
Yeah, so I do the same process.
So still not fried, and we're moving right now into like flavors, and what about the nostalgic shake and bake? Do they still even make shake and bake anymore?
Yeah, the shake and bake is in the store.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should try it one day.
A little shake and bake?
Yeah, a little shake and bake. Shake and bake.
I mean, I don't use it, but yeah, it's definitely still in the store.
I remember having shake and bake as a kid. So I don't know if they still have the original or,
yeah,
or
that's
they
stepped right it there. Up.
That's nostalgia.
Yeah. You know, some Rice-A-Roni.
that's a back in the day joint.
Yeah.
You know what I've been doing with my wings lately? We would go out after work, and Paul carries around...
hot sauce?
No. Even better. The Old Bay.
Oh!
He takes a little souffle cup of Old Bay that will sprinkle it on the wings.
Yeah.
So we get
you
a crispy.
Love the Old Bay wings.
Love the Old Bay wings.
Love the
They're
Old Bay.
Delicious,
the dry rub?
Bro.
Oh, man.
If you've never had Old Bay wings, try it.
Yeah.
Try it. It's delicious. Now let's bring it home. You can't talk fried chicken without talking sides.
Yes.
So bring it home with your favorite sides.
Macaroni and cheese. Homemade.
Yes. Yes. So homemade fried chicken, homemade macaroni
yes.
and cheese. Good
oh.
night.
Oh,
that's
man.
It. Good night, nurse.
You're sleeping after that. Okay.
You might be sleeping with just the mac and cheese.
Legit.
Never mind the fried chicken.
Yeah, but they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
Oh.
Believe it or not, that's not my favorite side for fried chicken. Because I love mac and cheese, my favorite food,
yeah.
but not with fried chicken. My fried chicken, potato salad.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Potato
a
salad.
Good potato salad? Oh,
good potato salad.
You get a nice little balance on things.
Yes.
Yes.
I
the
like
cold with the hot.
The cold with the hot, love that. And the mayonnaise base
yeah.
with the heat of the wings.
Mm.
So if you whether you have spicy like buffalo wings or Cajun wings, you bring it down
yeah.
with the
yeah.
with the potato salad.
That sounds phenomenal.
Or where you at with the coleslaw?
Love coleslaw.
Talk to me
you
about
gotta have
the
good coleslaw.
Coleslaw
though. So yeah. The spot that had good coleslaw was La Granja.
I never had the coleslaw.
You the one who should they had the little
rice, beans, plantains, that's it.
They had like a little coleslaw area.
Rice, bean, I'm the kind of guy that I get the same thing every time.
Yeah, it was good when we went there. I got some coleslaw. I didn't get it. You didn't have to add it. They had it on the side when you got like your sauces and stuff.
Okay,
and
I know they had the center aisle with
yeah.
Yeah. I never got the coleslaw.
And they had coleslaw over there and that thing was banging.
Oh, I should try it then.
Yeah.
Good coleslaw.
Yeah.
You make good coleslaw.
Thank you.
I make a good coleslaw. I make such good coleslaw. My daughter went out to somebody's house one time.
And bragged about the coleslaw?
Didn't,
or brought it with her?
No. She called me. She goes, I'm never having anybody else's coleslaw. She said, I was so excited to have coleslaw. And then she
was so
like yours, Dad. Yeah.
So disappointing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. My second favorite, it might even be third. I'm not sure. Biscuit.
Oh.
Buttermilk biscuits, baby.
It's all about biscuits, yo.
Gotta have the biscuits.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. The real spots like KFC, like Popeyes, they're known for the biscuits as much as the chicken.
That's true.
Okay.
That is true.
A good biscuit is true to the Southern fried. Okay, you gotta have it.
You gotta have it. The biscuit, when it's a little bit salty,
yeah.
throw that butter on.
Mm.
Mm. Bite of the fried chicken, bite of the biscuit.
Mm. Mm.
Can't go wrong.
Mm. Those calories, though. Damn it.
I'm not even worried about the calories. I'm worried about the bleach white flour. Flour's the devil, baby. And then what you know about that corn on the cob, babe?
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah. A good corn on the cob is so fire. Mm-hmm. You can even go with like the style, like how they're like now with Mexican street corn.
Mm.
Add a little flavor to your corn.
But that don't go with fried chicken for
no,
me,
it
man.
No, it don't. But
it's got to have the boiled corn with the butter.
Butter. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Keep it sexy.
We might have to have a little barbecue.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'm digging it.
You use the barbecue pit up back.
Okay. Dig it the most.
All right, man. That's going to be it for us today. National Fried Chicken Holiday. Let us know what your favorite chicken is. Let me know if you even like the Jesus chicken.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
And he'll probably get a lot of people yelling at him about it, but it's all good.
Nah, well, yell at me in the comments. We're on YouTube, so yell at me in the comments. Let me know what you think. If not, you can follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Like that.